Good morning, my brothers and sisters, and welcome to our morning prayer on a special feast today, the Feast of Ascension Thursday within the Christian community. So we wish our brothers and sisters who are Christian and who celebrate this beautiful feast of Christ's ascension into heaven. As we gather around this table of love, we light this light for peace and interspiritual unity. And also, I would like to dedicate this light for all the young women, Muslim women, who are stoned to death because of honor killings. And we remember especially the young Pakistani woman who was stoned to death yesterday by her father and her brothers. Let us remember that when a child of God is hurting or struggling or suffering, the whole family of God are wounded as well. I would like to read to you, if I may, a beautiful prayer of abundance. God of abundance, all good things come from you, the world full of life reflects your glory and sings your praise. You call us all to share fairly the bounty of your creation and the gifts you give us. But so many people in this world of plenty do not have enough to eat. And so we ask you, God of all, to create in us a desire to make all things new, so that through your goodness, all those in need may eat and may be satisfied. We ask this through the ascended Christ, the cosmic Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as we come to this table of love, we now say our Thursday morning prologue of the Communions of the Essenes. And please, if you're not sure of the words, you can say them after me quietly. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother God, the earthly Mother, and all the great masters, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Thursday morning we commune with the angel of water, saying, Angel of water, enter my blood and give the water of life to my whole body. As you say this, you contemplate the waters of earth in rain, rivers, lakes, and seas, or anywhere. And the currents of the angel of water are left intensifying and directing the circulation of the blood. And now we have a beautiful hymn for the Feast of Ascension Thursday. Sower and seed of man's reprieving, Jesus, the longing heart's repose, thy own creation's fault retrieving, pure light thy lover only knows. What sovereign pity earthward drew thee, our load of sins thy charge to make, slain that the guilty race that slew thee, life from thy guiltless death might take. Now hell is harrowed, now it's stricken, from captive hands the age-long chain, thronged by the souls thy life doth quicken, thou at thy Father's side dost reign. Be thou the end of our wayfaring, as thou the guide, as thou the way, our friend, these earthly shadows sharing, our crown of life in perfect day. Men of Galilee, why do you stand there looking up into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken away from you up to heaven, will come in the same way as you have seen him go. Alleluia. And I'd like to read to you, if I may, a canticle reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 12, verses 1 to 6. I thank you, Lord. You were angry with me, but your anger has passed, and you give me comfort. Truly, God is my salvation. I trust, I shall not fear. For the Lord is my strength, my song. He is my Saviour. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord. Give praise to his name. Make his mighty deeds known to the peoples. Declare the greatness of his name. Sing a psalm to the Lord, for he has done glorious deeds. Make them known to all the earth. People of Zion, sing and shout for joy, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Let us pray the Gloria together. Glory be to the Father, Mother, God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us just be still for a moment and embrace the divine within your being. For when we incarnated in this body, we brought with us the imprint of the divine, the I Am Presence. So let us now, in a moment of silence, use the most precious gift that God has given to you and me, the gift of free will. Let us use that gift to invite, to invoke, and to call upon the loving Father, Mother, God Supreme into your heart this new day. Be still now. Be still and know that God is with you and me right now. For he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am with you. I am with you. Be still and allow the Spirit of the Most High God come upon you, and allow your spirit ascend with the cosmic Christ. And let us now experience the healing touch of God. Be still now. Be still in the presence of God. Just excuse me for a moment. Thank you. And I would like to share with you today, if I may, a message from the cosmic Christ for your heart. Let me anoint you with my presence. I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords, dwelling in unapproachable light. When you draw near to me, I respond by coming closer to you. As my presence envelops you, you may feel overwhelmed by my power and glory. This is a form of worship, sensing your smallness in comparison to my greatness. Man has tended to make himself the measure of all things, but man's measure is too tiny to comprehend my majestic vastness. That is why most people do not see me at all, even though they live and move and have their being in me. Enjoy the radiant beauty of my presence. Declare my glorious being to the world. And he also says to the children of God, regardless of who your highest power is, for we are all one. Though we give God many names, but it is still the same God. I am with you, watching over you constantly. I am Emmanuel, God with you. My presence enfolds you in radiant love. Nothing, including the brightest blessing and the darkest trials, can separate you from me. Some of my children find me more readily during dark times, when difficulties force them to depend on me. Others feel closer to me when their lives are filled with good things. They respond with thanksgiving and praise, thus opening wide the door to my presence. I know precisely what you need to draw nearer to me. Go through each day looking for what I have prepared for you. Accept every event as my hand-tailored provision for your needs. When you view your life this way, the most reasonable response is to be thankful. Do not reject any of my gifts. Find me in every situation. Be still and listen to the voice of your heart, affirming that you too are a co-creator of God, and sense the peace of God flowing through every part of you as you sit in the presence of God. And now, my brothers and sisters, we share with you a specific reading for this beautiful Feast of Ascension. And it's from Hebrews. Christ has offered one single sacrifice for sin and then taken his place forever at the right hand of God, where he is now waiting until his enemies are made into a footstool for him. By virtue of that one single offering, he has achieved the eternal perfection of all whom he is sanctifying. And now we come to our morning intercessions, where we bring one another and our specific needs to our Father, Mother, God Supreme. Let us pray to the Lord who is now lifted up from the earth, drawing all things to himself. Response: You, Christ, are the King of glory. Lord Jesus, you offered one sacrifice for sin and then ascended in victory to our Father, Mother, God. Achieve the eternal perfection of those whom you are sanctifying. Response: Lord Christ, you are the King of glory. Eternal priest, minister of the new covenant, you are alive and interceding for us. Save your people who turn to you in prayer. Response: Lord Christ, you are the King of glory. After your passion, you appeared to your disciples and they knew you to be alive. Strengthen our belief that you are with us today. Response: Lord Christ, you are the King of glory. On this day, you promised the Holy Spirit to the apostles for the spreading of your gospel to the ends of the earth. Strengthen us by the power of the Spirit in bearing witness before the world. Response: Lord Christ, you are the King of glory. And today we pray for our brothers and sisters and for all the children of God. With Jan, we pray for Mariam, about to be hanged for being a Christian, and for many other young men and women who are being unlawfully and ill-treated because they dare to be different, be it their faith or their lifestyle choice. We pray for Sarah, for Susan and Jampi. We pray for Nirmala and Kedar. We pray for Elizabeth and Eleanor as they prepare to commit their lives to the cosmic Christ here on Pentecost Sunday on the 8th of June. We ask God's blessing on them both and on their loving offering of their heart. As a brother and sister of this community, where we dedicate our lives for interspiritual unity and global peace, we pray for all our oblates in training, especially for Sister Diane and Fee, for Miriam and Sue and Elaine and Sister Jen. We pray for all our members past and present. We pray for all our presenters on live stream who give of their time freely and effortlessly. Let us hold one another with all religions and all religious leaders, that one day we will all eat at this table where we will bury all religious bigotry and prejudice. And now let us pray the beautiful prayer that Jesus taught us. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven. The hallowing of your name echo through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. And our closing prayer today, Almighty God, fill us with a holy joy. Teach us how to thank you with reverence and love. On account of the ascension of Christ your Son, you have raised us up with him, where he, the head, has preceded us in glory. There we, the body, are called in hope. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus, the cosmic Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, brings us to the end of morning prayer on this Christian feast, Ascension Thursday. I wish you all a blessed day wherever you may be. Namaste, shalom, inshallah, pax et bonum, om shanti. Solo di caritas, salam alaikum. And may the peace of your God empower your heart to celebrate your uniqueness and your divinity as a child of love, a child of God. So go in peace to love and to serve your God. Amen.